In Isle of Wight news, taxi fares on the Isle of Wight will increase by 10p per mile, the first price hike in 6 years. The plans to change the cost of a taxi taken between 8am and 8pm were agreed by the licensing committee this week. The initial cost of flagging down a taxi will also rise by 50p. However, the meeting had to be paused halfway through due to the inclusion of a credit card search in the plans. The UK government made it illegal last year to add searches for card payments. Principal Licensing Officer Kevin Wychcombe said this was the only included as it had been included on previous paperwork and carried over. It was confirmed taxis on the Isle of Wight could not legally change extra for card payments. The committee voted to agree the new fares, subject to the removal of the credit card searches from the paperwork. Cocaine, cannabis, heroin, a taser and sums of cash have all been seized in a police operation on the Isle of Wight. Hampshire Constabulary, along with other forces nationwide, has taken part in a national week of action led by the National Crime Agency. Officers have executed warrants, stopped search, conducted safeguarding visits and worked with local schools to raise awareness of the method of drug supply known as County Lines. Officers have also been to the Isle of Wight ferry terminal with drug dogs to check passengers travelling between the Isle of Wight and the mainland. Finally, Benbridge couple John and Dillis Newman are celebrating 50 years of marriage, a relationship that blossomed thanks to a chance meeting at a friend's party in February 1968. Within 5 months of meeting, the happy pair announced their engagement in June 1968 and begun to plan their wedding ceremony, which took place 18th January 1969. When Mr. and Mrs. Newman reminisce about their courtship and first impressions of each other, they have fond memories of feeling relaxed and at ease with each other. The next hour in the news, I'm Esme Skinner.
Right. Okay.